with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA, Ilona Europa, and Accent On every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. And like always, my studio is full of amazing guests, and today they are very, 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 very special to me. Then maybe I'll start from guest that was here before with us, I think two times, if not three, I think two, Kubaka.
Hi, Ilona. Hi, everybody.
Oh, Kubaka, we will just first, like always, describe your look, because I'm so angry. This is not TV. This is radio. We love radio, but sometimes TV is necessary to describe Kubaka look. And then we have another guest. And this is not happening a lot, and I think not a lot in the world ever, on TV or on the radio, because we have amazing woman with Kubaka. Her name is Tina Trozzo. Is this right pronunciation?
Trozzo? Yes, it is. Hello, hello, Los Angeles.
And please, everybody, because this is Accent On Radio, about people with accent who are very, very successful. I hope I am successful.
Oh, you are. Okay. You're the inspiration. Yeah,
this is my show. I'm very successful.
Oh,
but
yeah.
In this beautiful room, we have Kubaka, who just speaks international language. He has tiny little Eastern European Polish sound in him. He was born in Poland.
Yes.
Although his first language was Italian. We have Tina Trozzo, who speaks Italian, has Italian accent, and she's Italian, but she's...
Buonasera, buonasera.
And she's mama, she's mother of Kubaka. And his daddy is very known Polish professor, and obviously he has Polish accent. He is not here with us. Ilona Europa. I don't know what accent I have, but I have a lot of accent in me. Mostly, I think still Polish, cannot get rid of this accent. I will die with this accent, and I'm proud of it. And then I have very beautiful two girls. I cannot live without them. First and foremost, I don't know, I need to adopt you. Stephanie Mack, you can say hi to microphone.
Hi, Ilona.
Stephanie Mack is just... I don't know. She's my friend. She's the youngest brain of mine. If I wish I have American brain, this will be her. She's calm, not like me. She's smart. She's opinionated. She's bright. She wants to be an actor, and she is also educated to do the profession. She writes scripts, and she knows computers. She's my engineer. And then I love her. And then I have another friend of mine who is my co-producer of Accent On. Hello, Mary Grace.
Hi, darling. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I couldn't even say hi to Mary. We were just so busy because guests just make me so excited. I just want to give them every time that we have on the radio. Then, okay, Kuba.
Yeah.
Let's start from you.
All right.
Do you want me to express how gorgeous you look, or do you want to tell us from the shoes? What shoes do you have?
Well, I have golden Nikes. I love Nikes because, you know, I started the breakdance for my new chapter of my career. And, you know, basketball shoes are the best because you can really jump and make all that stuff.
Keep it, yeah. In the
yeah.
Of course, then you have a... Okay, and they're like little black, but you have like gray shades. And on the side, they have this beautiful sign, Nike sign, and it's a really, really beautiful gold leather. It looks amazing. It looks very, I would say, classy and still sportsy. Then you
Thank
have
you.
Pants. Jeans, of
right.
course, he has pants. He has jeans, but the jeans is ripped all around. And it's got a little bit like the painter's.
That's true, yeah.
Painter's jeans. They are really, really cool, really cool. I want
you.
Them right there. Okay, and then tell me what you put on your
the
shoulder.
The jacket, well, you know, this is my very favorite jacket. It's custom Dolce & Gabbana.
Again, Dolce & Gabbana, rocks. Custom. He has a jacket, Dolce & Gabbana. And explain why it's so amazing.
Well, you know, this is kind of like the Elvis meets Rio de Janeiro. I think it's sort of a very sleek, very hip hop, but yes, also classic at the same time.
And what you forgot to say that is just so sparkly. It's got so many gorgeous.
It has that, that rocks. Yeah, you know, my stylist, Destiny White, she took this Dolce & Gabbana jacket and she did put all the magic, and she's so amazing. She does stuff for
and
Chris
again
Brown.
I want to remind maybe our listeners that Kubaka is a singer songwriter. He is just a star, I wouldn't say in the making, because I think you are like so close to be one, you
Thank
know
you.
And first, you know, I always say that artists need to have the it. I just opened my performance music academy that I call the it factor.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
yeah.
Performance Academy.
I like
because
it.
Really, and it includes dance, includes singing, includes songwriting. Just when you have an artist, you cannot just... I think creating artists is very hard. You need to be one, and you don't know why you are in your own head.
That's
and
very
honest,
true.
Yeah. That is who you are. When you enter the room, it's like no question about this guy is an artist. This guy
Thank
is
you.
Something very, very special. And then when you listen to your music, you for sure know you are so talented.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You know, I mean, this is the journey of life. I mean, I didn't choose to be the artist. I just always knew I am.
Yes.
You know, and sometimes it's very difficult because a lot of people, they want to close you in the box and they misunderstand you. That's why I'm very dedicated to all the young kids in the world that, you know, they don't have a lot of opportunities, but they have talents from God. And, you know, I see a lot of these kids on streets of Los Angeles, especially downtown or, you know, south, East LA. And, you know, for me, they are the biggest inspiration, because even for my new style of dancing, I was looking for, okay, what is next? Because, of course, we all know Madonna type of dancing, Usher type of dancing. So what is, you know, the next excitement? And when I was watching that kids, Flavor Flav took me to Southeast LA and we went there for a basketball match, and it was like really hood. I mean, hood deep.
Wow.
But the talent that I have seen there, you can't see even on the stage of Grammys, because that talent is driven by the need to change the life for better through entertainment. So it's a mission, and it goes straight from the human nature to the sky, you know?
And I know that it must be the reason why you were watching this type of dancers, because I'm sure your music that we'll be hearing in a moment will have some type of influences in hip-hop, probably. Yes?
Oh, yeah, it does.
And obviously, you know, you mentioned your shoes, you mentioned that that's what you'll be doing on the stage, and we'll be talking a little bit more. What really happened in last 6 months? I think you were here maybe 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And lots of happened in my life. Bad things happen in my life, but it's going better.
But
they're good.
Yeah.
Like they say, one door closed, another open.
Exactly.
But I know when it comes to you, I really think you caught the right, speed. You are going right now very fast into something very, very special. And I know that artists mostly has this little climb, climbing. Sometimes you never can climb, okay, or you are falling down. But
right.
I think you are raising right now in the right direction. And I see you are more confident about what this it will be, what
Thank
is
you.
Right now you, okay? Then I want to come back a little bit, oh my gosh, to Tina, because you know what? Son looks beautiful, but obvious mother is a gorgeous woman too.
Oh, thank you. You are so kind, and Ilona. Thank you so much.
For sure, the smile your son got from you.
Thank you.
And everybody who wants to see outfit of Kubaka and Tina Trotso, we obviously will make a few pictures and we'll post on our Accent On. But really right now, Tina, you are having gorgeous son. You are a beautiful woman too. And obvious, your life is just so unusual compared to even my life. And when I say how I came from Poland to America, always I think this is like unusual love story and like love boat, because I met my husband on a cruise ship, and it's just very unusual too. But you met your husband, and you need to tell us, because, you know, having this beautiful gentleman that you raised so beautifully and being still so Italian, and you know, you are part Jewish, part Italian. Yes,
I'm also Polish, because my father was Polish Jew, and my husband is Polish, so I'm very proud that I'm Polish as well. And of course, what I appreciate the most that I just love all cultures. I just love all people. And I got this love from my parents. They loved each other so much. And now I want to share my love with my family, with all my friends, with the people.
Oh, that's so sweet. You know what people say, never enough of love, you know, but I think people do not cherish what they have. You know, a lot of people just, they will look for love outside, somewhere outside. I'm not saying only about love, but, you know, just looking for happiness outside of their own houses, outside. They are reaching out for something that is like, today makes me happy, tomorrow really doesn't. But really, we know that Europeans, sorry if I offend somebody, Europeans are very close when it comes to families. We just love to keep our family together. We love celebration. We love good food. We have easy way of entering doors and say, just come in. We don't need a little or a lot of phone calls. So may I come between, you know, on the February 78, you know, 2014, because we are booking our guests, you know, in year in advance. It's just very easy to be friends and keep friendships going in our country. In Italy, probably even 50 times more.
Oh, yes. It's very, very easy. And I must tell you that maybe because of such background, I have such open doors here. And I have so many friends in United States, in California, in New York, in Atlanta, such everywhere. And this is new world to me, but very special one. And I think it is plenty of love people here. The people love each other. I met also many Persian families, they love each other so much, and they love to celebrate. They just enjoy the life. And I think it is just inside us what we expect, what we want to enjoy. I respect many scenarios of life, but I decided to do what I love. I decided to respect all people, really all. And sometimes it's difficult to talk about myself because I'm so interesting in the world, in another culture. I just want to share with them the life. I just want to understand the new rules. It is so interesting to me.
But I need to also explain to everybody who listened that Tina loves music and she's a lawyer. She's a businesswoman. She's a very, very smart, gorgeous, like I said, woman of power. And she is practically representing a lot of artists and mainly classical side of, but also, you know, we can talk a little bit later.
I don't represent them.
You are a lawyer. Contract. I'm, you are doing contracts. Yes. This is the person that everybody's scared, you know, like, oh my gosh, I'm getting my contract. Oh my gosh, what will be there? Can I sign? Do I need to sign? But anyway, but yeah, we were talking a little bit before the show started that you really decided and you really genuinely love artists and you want to protect them because you feel that artists are for the reason on the earth.
Yes, I was able to do many things because I had many famous attorneys in my family, so we are the attorneys for generations. But I decided to do the business with entertainers, to work for artists, because in my opinion the artists, they are the gift from God.
Yes.
And just I love to be the friends of them. I love to work for them. I love to protect them.
That's beautiful.
And I think it is something what I would love to do to the end of my life. And I appreciate so much real friendship of very famous artists, because they are not only my client, they are so close and important to me, and close to my heart.
Yeah, I love when we will keep artists to be an artist. Do not expect them to be big business, you know, smart people who need to protect themselves, because really, I'm saying me because I'm singer-songwriter also, let them just shine on the stage, let them create, let them be the best what they can do, yes, and then God, thank you. You have mama. You have mother who right now decided a little bit, you know, come to America. She's a lot in America, but right now she's working a little bit closer with Kubaka. Kuba, we need to come back to you. But before we'll talk more about your music and what's happened in your life, I would love to play your new single. Kuba, explain us. Title?
It's Combat. It's truly inspired by my life and by life of those many who fight for dreams. And they never give up. And I want to dedicate this song to all these dreamers that they know that something is there that they need to get to. And if you believe in it, you really will get there.
I just love the instrumentation for the song. Please listen, Combat. Kubaka.
Another child was shot today. There's war going on today in our very own backyard. And the question is,
beautiful, cool song. It's like anthem. It's a very powerful song.
It really is. I mean, it's, you know, it's a song that drives me so crazy all the time when I listen to it, and it's my song, so that feels really good. I mean, you know, when I listen to this song, I see the story of my life and of many other lives. I mean, I see soldiers fighting somewhere, I see children, you know, surviving in the ghettos. I mean, and I see all, even rich people struggling with depressions and loneliness. I mean, this is about all of us, and I think that we all do have combat because we are on this earth for some reason.
I just love it. You know, Natasha, my daughter, was listening with me yesterday to your song. We just loved it. And, you know, you used the word fight on. Fight on, is a USC symbol, the two words that everybody's saying.
That's right.
And you just, when she heard it, she said, oh my gosh, I feel so close. Of course, right now to the song and probably to you too. She loved it. But yeah, you know, it's a very powerful song. And of course, production is just amazing. Could you tell me more about how the song was made and produced?
Yes. You know, it was produced by a great European music producer, but very much, you know, US producer now, Tears Kizo Keys. And also it was written with me and with Frankie Richards, who is now my musical director. And Frankie, she's from Dr. Dre. She not only writes, but even for this song, she was in charge of all the creative process. I mean, I was sitting in the studio and I was saying, look, guys, I need something very street, but very majestic. Here's my inspiration. Here is Nabucco from Verdi. Here is Tupac. Here is all of that vibe. And, you know, normally people, they would say, this kid got totally crazy.
Yeah, what?
But somehow they shared with me that vision that, you know, things, they can be combined. Yes. And the fusion of things makes it even better.
She did an amazing job. And, you know, the powerful instrumental with you really being on the top of the track, and just you're in charge of this track, but still, you know, the strength and depth of the instrumental just brings everything to the anthem, you know, that really, really want people to just fight with everything what is maybe in front of them, but really to overcome anything what is that you don't even know, and mommy doesn't know that I have a little tiny hope for both of you to just maybe become tiny little part of Accent On, because I would love to create a segment about charities for the children.
Oh, wow.
And I'm
beautiful.
Looking, we'll be organizing charity events, big charity events.
I'm
and
up for it.
I am all
definitely
about children. You know, to me, this is something that I would love to protect, and I was working for many years with big children organization, and, you know, even 4 months ago, 5 months ago, I still was working with childhelp.org, abused children, big, beautiful organization. Then, you know, the next chapter of my life will be devoted a lot to give, you know, help to the children.
That's
and
wonderful.
Whatever the need to be done, you know, it doesn't need to be, I don't want to be attached to one charity. I think that we could do so much to a lot of children charities and just bring great entertainment, great people, great sponsors, and just create like not one show a year, just almost like a road show for the charities.
It.
But
That's
we'll be
it.
Talking about this a little bit later. And
me.
I shocked really. I just plan to talk to you over the dinner or something. And Tina, because I know a little bit friends that know you very well. And I know that you really mean what you are saying. And then, okay, you have something really special going on right now in life.
Yes, I do. I'm
then outside of combat, you are working with an amazing group of people. And I'm telling everybody that these people are just just number one when it comes to production. Tell me where you were recording like a few days ago.
Well, it's amazing story because, you know, when I came to U.S. a few years ago, it was my very big dream. I mean, such a big that even impossible, it seemed, to record with Sean Garrett, who did for Usher, who started the career of Nicki Minaj and a lot of great people. So, you know, it was hard to get to him, closed doors, and, you know, you can't reach the guy. But after all, I never give up. I always fight on. And we flew to Atlanta, and there I am in studio. He's coming. And it was really like a scene from the movie. You meet your idol, the guy who created the sound that for you is the most incredible. And we became very close friends immediately. I mean, we thought we'd be in studio a few hours first just to, you know, get know each other and to see what we can do with some song maybe. But we spent all night long in the studio talking about, first of all, the purpose, why we are there. And he was so amazed and thrilled that first time ever he works with the guy from Poland. And, you know, I meet there with Sean Garrett. So, yes, we finished the vocals. Also, Frankie Richards, she was the vocal producer. She knows my voice and she is always with me as musical director. So, amazing collaboration, very deep song. And the song that also gives me now this opportunity to go further with my stage performances, you know, into that thing called b-boying. It's the most extreme version of breakdance. And, you know, of course, it was my dream. I have seen all these movies. Then I had to be tested by this guy, very big choreographer, Dave Scott, who did choreography for Step Up. And he had to know if I have what it takes. And after 15 minutes, he said, okay, we will do it. Yes.
He can do it. Okay. Oh, my gosh. But look at you're smiling. You are telling us the story like this happened so easy. But we know that this very like hard. I say, the going up, and don't lose focus. And I know that with all your amazing energy and beliefs that you are special, that you have something that probably not so many people have. I really, really, I don't know how to explain.
Thank you.
The guy, you know he has it, and we heard the song. We know that he has passion. We know that he came from his journey to America was very unusual, okay? It's not
very
like
hard.
you decided to be star in America. Oh, here I am, America, welcome.
Right.
You know, it's just lots of hard work. And
yes.
One day when you come back, and we'll be talking and having you more often on the show, I think, you know, that people need to know that getting out of countries, even when maybe you have a vision, it's just getting out of comfort zone, the protection of where you were born, protection
Absolutely.
Of the friends that you were born,
you know.
And then you reach out for something that you have no idea.
No idea. And, you know, I must tell you that when I came from Poland here, of course, I always knew since childhood that as a Polish person, as international person, as American too, I mean, because I always felt my heart belongs to the world, I want to live in Hollywood. But it was so far away. And people in my country, you know, they were wishing me all the best. But a lot of them, they thought I really lost my, my you know, reality kind of feel. Because how that can happen? You know, Poland only had one star in Hollywood. And that was Paula Negri in time of Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was just such a mission impossible. But, you know, I went to the plane and I knew, I promised myself that I will not disappoint myself and my country. So when I flew out on the airport, you know, saying goodbye to Poland, I just said, well, only I will visit and I will be back in Poland when I will be able to bring something with honor. And that's why, you know, I still didn't visit Poland back because I don't feel ready to bring what I want to create here. But I dream to go there. But, you know, also here when I came to Los Angeles, a lot of months, a lot of days, you know, you are so much struggling because you fight, you give your best, you go for the rehearsal, you know, everybody is happy. But then the business side of it, the scams, the tricks, you know, the people using you, taking your pocket money. I'm not a rich kid, but, you know, a lot of people, they took a lot of money from me because I did believe they will bring something back. So, you know, there were days that you just want to cry and you really do cry. But you know that there's no way back. You must go ahead because you don't only do it for yourself. You do it for a proof of something.
Yes, it takes also special human to say what you said because you are not only, you need to prove to yourself. And I know next week I want to announce again because Dr. Esther will be back and we'll be talking about willpower. Dr. Estella is our wonderful expert on relationships and sex. Ouch, I said this word. But yeah, and I cannot wait for Dr. Estella to just talk what means to have willpower. And I wish she's today on the phone with us, but I know she had something very important planned much, much earlier. But yes, she will be calling in or she will be live again in our studio. We'll see how it goes. Mary, you are so quiet today. I know that
I'm
are talking.
I'm so fascinated by him and his story. It's wonderful.
I know. You know, and I know, Mary, you are in this crazy business of entertainment and radio and TV productions and advertisers and money and left and right and Hollywood. And you are working with so many charities also, and we are working on a good project together. But, and you know that even being an American and living in Hollywood could be pretty, pretty tough. Yes?
Absolutely. I mean, I came from back east, and even though I didn't come from another country, it almost feels like you come from another country when you come from a different state to Los Angeles, because everybody is, it's different. It's a different world here. And you've got to understand that they just kind of operate in a different level and just kind of, you know, try not to judge people, just kind of observe and just see, you know, you're going, go in with a trusting type of energy, but just, you know, see how it goes.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Then you think you're the biggest advice to Cuba and to me too, because obviously you give me a few very good advice. Like first you said, Ilona, you talk too much. Not on the radio, but outside of radio, she's right, because I'm projecting my ideas. I cannot keep my ideas inside.
And they steal these ideas.
That's why you need to talk to Mary, who teaches me. She gave me special stone. And I have the stone with me, which says word grace. And just for me to remember that, you know, I'm talking too much out. I need to keep certain things in my own head. And when time is right, to bring them to the table. I'm very thankful for this advice, Mary.
Wonderful, wonderful. Because, you know, Ilona, you have such a beautiful heart and you're such a good person, you know. And as we know, you know, sometimes you just got to be just a little cautious.
Thank you so much. And I'm keeping this in mind. God, thank you for Mary in my life. Going back to Tina. Tina.
Your pleasure.
Because I know your life is between Poland, between Italy, now in America. I know that you are traveling all around the world. You are a really, really busy woman. But I think what I see, you dedicated right now a big part of your life to just live closer to your son. Yes? You are here for how long?
You know, I love Europe because not only Poland, not only Italy, not only Switzerland when I was studying, are my countries. I love all Europe and I feel there at home. And of course, I do very successful business there. I have many customers, many friends and family, but the most important for me is to protect Cuba, because I know the business and I know my power and I have the knowledge about entertainment business. It may be different in United States, different in Europe, but the rules and the mentality of the producers, of the attorneys, of the publicists, of everything, they are so similar. So I'm here and I counsel for about half year everything in Europe for my son. Because just the love to my family and special for him. And when I have seen his problems, his first manager was Frank DiLio, but he passed away, you see. So it was very hard for him. I'm here just put in order. And I'm so happy because I'm here about 3 months and I know this, the results of my work. And I'm for him here to protect, to organize, to put in right discipline the people. Because the success means the success of team. If we talk about real art, of course the most important is the artist. The most important is to do everything the best for the artist, but the success is the work of the whole team. And now I'm on the way to create the best team for Cubaca. This is my God.
Okay, Tina, I need to make big break here. Why? Because I have a lot of friends, and some of them are wonderful parents, wonderful, and they do for their own children very similar things. Not because they're an artist, because they're students, they do their own things. But parents, sometimes parents are giving up too early on the children. They think, oh, you are 18, 19, you can do your way, you learn on your own. And I love your position.
This is very Italian.
You're supposed to be all around
their
the world.
Their kids are forever.
Forever. And please, to all parents all around the world, please do not assume that your child doesn't need you because maybe looks like they are already grown up. I think years of life, and we need a protection. Children need a protection, and you know, to having parents who just decide, you know, disappear or decide to just stop paying, you know, for studying, child study, or just you say let it go, you somehow will make it, you know, because I was having 20 or 40 years ago this similar problems, which we know life goes forward, situations are different, but we have a one child, two child, two children, they need parents, they need our brains, our even hugs, our food, our smiles. I will say everything will be okay. And you know what? To give 6 months of your life to your son right now, maybe somebody says how she could do it. Oh, probably she has nothing better to do. We know you are a woman with big business going on. But you know what? That's not what is the most important right now, because the biggest client, not only is your son, but you need to create the bestest, like you said, group of people that will work, and your son from this moment on can feel more comfortable and just you know, feel like he has the bestest. What not like he thought, because it's very hard to see inside out. You somebody to
you
see
know,
outside
Ilona,
in.
You know, Ilona, it is something what is very important to me, because I deliver my work to another people, to another artist, and I love my artist, but you know, even this love, which is so important for me, it's not to compare to my love to my son.
Absolutely.
So I think if somebody is not able to be honest, to
take advantage sometimes, you know.
Yes, to take advantage, or just to be honest to ourselves, to himself, or I want to be honest to myself, and when I canceled some agreements with big stars, with big my customers, they appreciated my decision because it is follow my life, follow my love, follow my real love to my son. So what is most important? He is the most important for me, because I'm a real mother, and I want to be real when I do my work, and I want to be real in front of my son. I want to be real today when we are talking, because it is something what is really important. No games, just to be real.
Oh my gosh, that's another very beautiful line. You know, if we will lose the game is on the face game, the poker face, you know, that we really do not, we have trouble to read somebody else's mind, you know. And life is so easy if we really can explain what we really want for somebody, you know, why we want to work this way, what we will be unhappy with in a certain ways, or just deliver what you promise. Oh my gosh, that I think is very important in every business. Deliver what you promise, you know, then life and trust. See, what you have more in life than trust, you know? If you cannot trust somebody, life has no meaning. You know, love is very important, but this lot of love that can be destructive also, you know. But when, and the same, I'm coming back to your son, because some children, they say, they will not maybe appreciate parents' help. You know, some children say, I can do on my own, but take special brainy child.
But I also respect Kuba ideas, because he is really a unique artist. He has so many visions. So I give him his freedom. I just don't want to disturb his artistic scenario. I'm here to do my job. My job is to find the right people, to create the team, and to put in order everything. And this is my power, and I appreciate so much, because the first meeting with many people here, it was, oh my God, what
she
wants here. She wants to perform somebody important. I am important, because of course I'm very professional, but I am the mother.
Yes, first and foremost.
The first, I'm the mother, and the second, I'm very professional, and I expect delivery.
Yes.
If somebody promise, I don't care if he or she promise and she deliver professional work, it is right partner for my son. I fire immediately.
Mr. Trump, you can hire Tina because she knows how to fire people and she knows how to bring the right team to the team and probably for a lot of artists. Okay, Kuba, we really have time. I'm so nervous because mostly I'm just having two guests and I'm like so lucky with you that we can speak. What is the next step?
The next step? Well, connection with people in US on this market, because we never tried before a real campaign. You know, my team was just testing me if really he is what we want him to be, meaning of the discipline, the talent, the power, all of that. And also, of course, before I had much smaller teams and people that they didn't have the access to like major radio. Now, with my mom, with also co-manager John Monopoly, who is known for his collaboration with Kanye West, we are really trying to make the Sean Garrett song called Stop Feeling the charting song on the pop chart list. So
yes,
that's such a big, big challenge. Again, I mean, so rare for Europeans to try it in US. So I am very much under the pressure. But at the same time, you know, I started to feel, wow, you know, I really work hard and I really put all my heart.
Maybe
so, you know what, this
sooner.
Is something that is almost meant to be direction. And of course, you never know what will happen. Yeah. But I just want to try it. I want to be proud, make Poland proud, and my parents, obviously, you know, just to feel that flow and this connection with people, because, you know, I don't do this just for being entertainer. I mean, if I would just have to be the entertainer, it would be very boring. But what drives me the most and gives me the hype, you know, is when I go and I have people that I perform for, because that's making this ultimate,
absolutely,
you know,
that is
situation.
Next. Yeah, we need to see you performing live. That's obvious. You have a lot of, yes, I know. I saw a lot of your videos.
Thank you.
Your creativity. I know where you are going with your look on the stage. We start hearing your really great songs one after another. And obvious, naturally, you'll be on the stage a lot. You know, I know what you mean by being on the top of the charts or even charting, because you cannot predict the hit.
No.
I remember 5 years ago, you know, I just released the album Who Just was full of dance music songs, and I chose the single for the album 12, Live Forever, and just because for me was so important, till Live Forever till death do us part, you know. That was just for me symbol, you know. I was just
I love your music.
Thank you so much.
You have beautiful voice.
Yes, beautiful
voice. I love your singing.
Such
last
a heart
night, because
in your music.
I never met you before.
Of course.
But I wanted to know something about you. And I enjoyed the song so much.
Thank you so much. You know, and you know, I'm saying you think, okay, I will push all effort into one song, but you never know
if this
is the one.
Yes,
because really,
course.
You can push, you can put money, you can put production, but still people and the luck and time and the mood of the people who listen need to be in one like universe.
Absolutely.
That this is it.
Yeah.
And I know one day when I put the song into Harry Towers, which you know, of course, the producer, which I didn't have idea who he was then, but because my record my record company just said, okay, choose the, you know, to dance promoter, your song promoter, and I closed my eyes and I had few of them and just rolled the paper, and honestly, this is Harry, don't laugh, but I really picked you not knowing who you are, and then I started learning, and I till this day, you are a very good friend of mine, but we chart to global dance charts on the Billboard,
you know, amazing.
And you know, it happened to Polish girl, and I had no idea what to do with this success. That's what is the problem, because I had a lucky song, lucky break. I had no team. I had a team who wanted to help me. I had a jazz record company who released dance album because they just loved it. Me and say, hey, you know, why not? Let's try it. I had my husband who really is mostly, you know, in a rock business. He had no idea what to do with dance track. And you know, you wake up one day, all morning shows on TV around America want you, and you call them, book them, and they say, yeah, come on over. We love the song. You know, don't worry that we are 40 something then, you know, and
oh, come
you.
On. 21.
Yes, and I said I could marry him, but I need to be 19 again. Anyway,
you are.
But yeah, and you know, I was like, Polish girl, my English is funny. I'm singing Live Forever Till Death Do Us Part song that is for dance floor. I'm not the youngest girl, you know, and I'm running around the morning shows around the country. Everybody says, yes, come on over, and they give me time of the life. And I felt so special. And 3-4 months later, I found out I don't know what to do next. I had no another song that could be released. I had no team to just say, Ilona, now let's do performance. Nothing. And naturally, I give up, you know. And I give up on a like pushing myself to be on a stage, which is just the most important for artists, to really have a team, have that whatever they will be the next. You need to perform. You need to be everywhere.
Performance is everything.
You need to.
Also, I must say that, of course, I would like this and that song to be popular on the radio, but you know, it's not only about songs, it's about building the fantasy. Because, you know, I really do need escape to that fantasy. And I know a lot of people, they do need as well. As a performer, I am honored to be this person who can take you to the fantasy. But, of course, you need people to join the journey.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I think life is too short, and we are here so lucky to live, you know, and to be healthy and to
have
be,
this moment,
you know,
yeah,
with power. So, you know, if we can build the experience, I mean, always, even when I make music, I say to my producers, you know, of course I am the singer, but I am, you know, the person who wants to build that entertainment experience. The same what I was looking at when I was watching Walt Disney movies or Sylvester Stallone movies or Michael Jackson, you know, that there's this magic that you believe in. And it's not only about that record. Record, great. It can be number one. It can be not at all, anywhere. But if you can build that fantasy kingdom, even I call it with my team Kubaka Kingdom, because that's my very big dream. However, and wherever it will be built, mostly as a fantasy, that's what I'm the soldier for this kingdom, you know?
Apropos fantasy, I have a big surprise for you, and I will tell our listeners probably next week, because the surprise needs to be said in a nice way, because I want to introduce you to a very unusual person who I think will give you a lot of, oh my gosh, you'll be so surprised what I have planned for you a little bit, and we'll see
how,
and Mama will come too, Mama will be in love, will be just, is a very special human, a very special person who wants to meet you, and something great will come out of this. And I will tell our listeners next week, but you know, that's how I'm playing my surprise. Listen next week and we'll tell what's happening. And I know Kubaka will be coming more often to our shows. We will be doing a segment for charities for children, and we'll be creating shows for children. And I think this is something that we all love to do. I want to pitch something for myself. I have, I think, 3 minutes, and we have almost show over. I have a new single too that is coming.
Oh, really?
Coming, yes, probably 2 weeks from now. It's done by a few of my friends. Josh Harris did a pub Rocktronica version of Easy Come Easy Go, and then Mimmo Capuano, Italian, amazing Eiffel 65 producer from a lot of hits in America and in Italy and in England. He did also version remix for the song, Euro version, he called this Titanic version. Then I have a very beautiful gentleman friend of mine, Jerry Jones, who is crazy, unusual, trance, and just progressive style if remixing. Also, I have a maxi single. I hope I didn't... And Club Jumpers, of course, Club Jumpers, who did the main track for the club. But today, I would love to let people listen to Mimmo Capuano, my Italian friend who I sponsor. He's here in America writing music for the movies, and he also does a lot of music that is club music. And here, Easy Come, Easy Go. If I cannot say bye, because music will play longer, then everybody, see you soon. And Kuba will be back. Tina, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ilona.
Mary,
thank you so much.
Stephanie, I love you. Thank you so much. Easy Come, Easy Go. Ilona Europa, Don Capuano.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe I tried to understand you this time again. No.
Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.